Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, April 19th. Early voting begins today. Early voting begins today for the Ector County Independent School District and the Ector County Hospital District. Voting hours are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. today through April 23rd, and from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. April 26th and 27th at the Ector County Courthouse Annex, Room 104, 1010 East 8th Street. Election Day is May 1st. The District 7 board seat on the Ector County Hospital District Board is being sought by incumbent Ben Casey Quiroz, who wants a second term. His challenger is Odessan Kathy Rhodes. Quiroz, a chiropractor at HQ Chiropractic in Odessa, said he is seeking re-election because he has the experience and leadership skills to make sure Medical Center Hospital continues to provide quality services to the community. Rhodes and her husband are the co-owners of Custom Wholesale Supply and Johnstone Supply Chain, specializing in the wholesale of heating and air conditioning systems, a family-owned business in operation for 45 years. Rhodes said she decided to make a bid for the board seat because residents need their voices heard, and she wants to make sure future decisions made by the hospital are fiscally responsible. In the race for the Ector County ISD Board of Trustees, Position 4, appointed incumbent Chris Stanley will face Jesse Christensen. Stanley is Associate Professor of Art at the University of Texas Permian Basin. An Iowa City, Iowa native, Stanley earned a degree in secondary English education from the University of Kansas with the goal of becoming a middle school English teacher. At the same time, he earned a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Design with an emphasis in ceramics, and that led to getting an MFA in Art from Washington State University in Pullman, Washington, which then led him to being hired to come to Odessa in 1992. Christensen works for Black Gold Rental Tools and said he was homeschooled through high school graduation. For sample ballots or more information, visit www.co.ector.tx.us/page/Ector. Contact the elections office if you're unsure of your voting status at the Ector County Elections Office, 1010 East 8th Street, or call 432-498-4030. Saying goodbye, longtime educator retiring from ECISD. The story was written by Ruth Campbell. For the past 39 years, Sherry Palmer has given her life to education as a teacher, principal, and program director, and myriad other posts. About 10 years ago, she became principal of Carver Early Education Center, one of Ector County ISD's two pre-kindergarten centers, and now she's retiring. She's been with ECISD for 24 years. Quote, "It was a hard decision to make, but I'm going to be 70 in June," Palmer said, and she will be able to attend more family activities, something she can't do as principal of Carver. Quote, "It's just a time in my life where I just kind of need to do something different. I still love it," Palmer said. Raised in Central Texas, Palmer graduated from Ballinger High School. She earned a bachelor's degree in elementary education from Wayland Baptist University in Plainview, and that's where she met her husband, Jim. She earned a master's degree in educational leadership from the University of Texas Permian Basin and came within a dissertation of earning her doctorate from the University of Wyoming. Quote, "I started my teaching career as a second and third grade teacher, so a blended combined classroom of second and third graders in a little country school in Spade, Texas," Palmer said. She stepped out of education for 5 years to raise her daughter and then began teaching again at the now-closed Sherwood Christian Academy. Palmer was a third-grade teacher at Dowling Elementary, and then her husband's job moved the family back to the Lubbock area. Palmer taught first grade there, and then her husband's job moved them to Wyoming, where she taught 6th, 7th, and 8th grade math. Her husband's job again brought them back to Odessa. Palmer taught 6th grade at Burleson, and then was tapped to be part of a new program called Educators for Tomorrow. Quote, "We recruited first-generation college-bound juniors and seniors in high school who thought they had an interest in education. And so I was the lead teacher and the coordinator of that program for 5 or 6 years. It was an amazing program. There are a couple of principals in town that actually went through that program, Miss Davila at West Elementary and Amanda Warber, who's the elementary alternative education principal, went through that program. In fact, I think they were in the first cohort. And we have several teachers in our district that actually went through that program," Palmer said. Central office and a stint in staff development was next. Her next job took her back to Wyoming to manage a multi-million-dollar federal Department of Education grant. Quote, "We brought up 3 professional development schools where we could train teachers remotely because Wyoming is very remote," end quote. When she left Wyoming, she spent 3 years as an assistant principal at Hearst Ulyss Bedford Independent School District. She got a chance to return to Odessa 14 years ago as principal of Dowling Elementary. She then had the opportunity to come to Carver Early Childhood Center. Quote, "It's been the most amazing thing. I've been blessed, let me say that, that every single thing I've done I've loved and I've had passion about it," Palmer said. Deputy Superintendent Stephanie Howard and Executive Director of Leadership Andrea Martin said Palmer will be missed. Quote, "Sherry's passion and commitment to the students, staff, and families she serves at Carver Early Childhood Center is so evident in everything she does. She understands the importance of pre-K establishing a solid foundation for students to build on K-12. Sherry gets students excited about learning and does an outstanding job involving parents and helping them learn how to support their children as they enter school. We will miss her leadership at Carver and across the district. She is well respected by her colleagues and has served the students, staff, and families well over the years. We wish her the best as she enters a well-deserved retirement," Howard said in an email. Martin said, "When you look pre-K up in the dictionary, there needs to be a picture of Palmer." Quote, "The Carver Early Childhood Center is a place where any parent would feel welcome and very happy with the learning experiences that their child was receiving. It also seemed as if every parent was adopted by the campus and truly included as a part of their child's education. This commitment to parents was very important to Mrs. Palmer. She loved every one of her students, and she knew that the parent partnership was key. As an advocate for pre-K and always wanting to learn more, Mrs. Palmer attended conferences, continuously researched pre-K education, and was not scared to let her staff try new and innovative ideas on campus." To vaccinate or not to vaccinate. This was written by Carol Cates, Chief Nursing Officer, Odessa Regional Medical Center. "I will be very blunt. I know there are many, many opinions out there about vaccination, but for me and for the people I love, I always default to get vaccinated. If someone asks me, should I get vaccinated, unless they have a severe reaction to vaccines in their past, I always say yes. I do that for several reasons, but the biggest is the people I have taken care of over the course of my career who did not get vaccinated for diseases that then affect them for the rest of their lives. Polio, for instance, can be hugely debilitating, from issues with walking to things much more severe like breathing issues, to the point where people end up on ventilators for the rest of their lives. The risks of fully approved vaccines versus the benefits fall heavily on the benefit side every single time for the average person. I wish it weren't the case, but most things in healthcare are not really choices between absolute good and absolute bad. They are a choice between which side of the risk-benefit equation do you fall. For instance, let's say you have bad arthritis in your knee, and your doctor recommends that you talk to an orthopedic surgeon about a knee replacement. The benefits of such a surgery are big, better mobility and less pain, just to name two. But there are also risks. All surgery can have complications that can result in bad outcomes. For a knee surgery, it could mean, for instance, you don't heal correctly and you end up not being able to use that leg at all, or the pain gets worse. Fortunately, those risks are very low, and we do thousands of knee replacements in the United States every year with absolutely no issues. And the people who have those surgeries go on to have much better quality of life. But there are people out there who, because they have a high risk of not healing, for instance, where the risk of knee replacement surgery is going to outweigh the benefits. Vaccinations, even the approved ones, carry that same risk-benefit balance, which is why herd immunity is so important. For most of us, the benefits outweigh the risks, but for some, it's the other way around. The COVID vaccinations, however, have been released as Emergency Use Authorizations, EUA, not as fully approved vaccines, which does change that risk-benefit scale. With those vaccines, we know the biggest benefit of the COVID vaccines, decreasing COVID infections, deaths, and all the collateral damage done by this pandemic. We do know most of the risks. The side effects can be uncomfortable for some, and a few people have severe reactions. While the side effects vary in severity, severe reactions that last more than a day are rare, as are reactions, which is why the vaccines were released as EUA drugs. I know they are safe because the risks are minimal and we know the benefits are many. What we don't know and why it is not a full approval is all the potential risks or even all the benefits. For instance, no one really knows how long the immunity supplied by the vaccine will last. Experts suspect that unless the virus mutates in a way that changes the structure that defines it as a coronavirus in some way, those spike proteins that give it the crown appearance, immunity should last a very long time. But we don't know for sure length of immunity. Especially if it is for a long time is a benefit. We are still learning on the risks. We don't know enough to say they are safe, but we just don't know everything. One of those risks that has possibly come up is an issue with blood clots forming after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. For that reason, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, put a pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines on April 13th. They did that to give everyone some time to figure out if this was the vaccine or if it was something else. As of April 12th, over 6.8 million Johnson & Johnson vaccines had been administered since its EUA release, and only six people, all adult women under 40, developed those clots, which means the risks are still very low, even if it is related. It might not be. That is what the experts need to find out. That way, if it is related, those people who have a higher risk can then decide where on the risk-benefit scale they fall with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, which are most of the vaccines given here in the Permian Basin, have not had these issues. Knowing all that, even with the EUA, I will still say, get vaccinated, to everyone I know who is not at risk for a reaction to the Moderna or Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines. At this point, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a wait and see on the risks and benefits. But just to emphasize how important I think these vaccines are, I have been vaccinated myself, as has everyone eligible in my family. Please look at the risks and benefits for yourself and for those around you, and if you haven't gotten a COVID vaccination, please consider getting one. COVID-19 news by the numbers. Ector County, 16,891 total cases, 363 deaths. Midland County, 17,155 total cases, 266 deaths. Texas, 2,849,072 total cases, 49,562 deaths. U.S. cases, 31,444,706 total confirmed cases, and 563,980 deaths. Here are some Odessa American quick hits. Pops Series. Midland Odessa Symphony and Chorale will present Take 3 at 7:30 p.m. May 1st at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 in Midland. Take 3, joined by the Midland Odessa Symphony Orchestra and conductor Gary Lewis, will present a high-energy performance highlighting the powerhouse trio of musicians, including a violinist, cellist, and pianist. Masks are required, and seating for this event will be socially distanced and limited. Tickets are $30 to $50. Students are $17. For tickets, visit mosc.org or call 800-514-3849 or stop by the Wagner Noel box office. Aphasia Center of West Texas has scheduled a tribute to the legendary Queen and Freddie Mercury live and virtual options May 7th at the Horseshoe Amphitheater, 2514 Arena Trail in Midland. Sponsorship is available. To sponsor, to make a reservation, or for more information, call 432-699-1261 or visit www.aphasiawtx.org/concert.
Hello, this is Michael reading a death notice in the Odessa American, published Monday, April 19th. Brenda Carlisle McHaney, Odessa. Brenda Carlisle McHaney, 76, of Odessa, died Wednesday, April 14th, 2021 in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 1 p.m., April 20th, 2021, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Reverend Landon Coleman is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Can Teflon cause cancer? Dear Dr. Roach, I have two frying pans with Teflon coating that show signs of wear. Someone said I should not use them, as they can cause cancer. Can you shed some light on this? HC. Answer. I have also heard that, but some research shows this to be a myth. It is true that many nonstick pans were made with a chemical, PFOA, that is carcinogenic, and which could be released as a gas if the pans were heated too high. Since 2013, nonstick pans, including those made with Teflon, have been made with different chemicals, which do not increase cancer risk, as far as we know. The pans are safe unless heated to a very high temperature, over 570 degrees Fahrenheit, 300 degrees centigrade. The flaking of the nonstick material is a different concern, but these particles are not absorbed by the body and pass through you without interacting. However, it does mean that the pans are due for replacement. If you don't want to periodically replace your nonstick pans, use stainless steel, anodized aluminum, ceramic, or old-fashioned cast iron.
Family estrangement is hard to explain to kids. Dear Abby, for Monday, April 19th, 2021. Dear Abby, I am a woman who has been through a lot. I grew up thinking my grandmother was my mother, my mother was my sister, my uncle was my brother, and my own siblings, my nieces and nephews. A family issue brought it all out in the open, and now I am estranged from my family. My grandmother, who adopted me, passed away a few years ago. The issue was lies and the fact that I was molested, which is why my grandmother stepped in. How do I explain to my children, 6 and 9, that we don't have family on my side? They have been asking because my husband is very close with his own family. Estranged in New Mexico. Dear Estranged, your family situation is complicated, and I don't think it would be appropriate for you to reveal the details until your children are quite a bit more mature. Lies, cover-ups, and child molestation are valid reasons to have distanced yourself. In the meantime, tell them you will explain when they are older. At some point, they may need the information in case any of your relatives try to contact them in the future. Dear Abby, I broke things off with my ex-husband back in 2011. His dad passed away in 2013, and I have just learned that his mother died 2 months ago. I heard through the wife of his friend that he didn't take it well, so I sent him a sympathy card with my phone number in case he wanted to talk. Today I found out that he eats only one meal a day or just has one of those shakes. He insisted he's fine, but I don't think so. It sounds like he's still not handling it well. I'm worried that he's going to waste away. We live in the same state, but in two different cities. I still love him, and I'm trying to help him. How can I do that? Worried X in Ohio. Dear X, does your ex have relatives who live closer to him than you do? If so, contact them and express your concerns so perhaps they can check on him. However, if he doesn't, consider looking in on him yourself. If you do, it may not only ease your mind, but also resuscitate your relationship if he is open to a reconciliation. Dear Abby, I am a 64-year-old woman. For once in my life, my hair is long, about elbow length. My son visits me about once every 3 months because he lives an hour's drive away. Today when he arrived, the first words out of his mouth were, "You look like a witch." It made me feel very sad. He then proceeded to tell me that no one over the age of 40 should wear long hair. What do you think? I've always been neat and clean. Sad Mom in Colorado. Dear Sad Mom, I think that at age 64, you can wear your hair any way you like it. Many women and men have allowed their hair to grow since the pandemic began, regardless of age. I happen to know an 85-year-old woman whose lush, shiny hair is down to the middle of her back, and she looks great. If you like your hair long, keep it that way. Do not allow your tactless son to be your fashion arbiter. Go Rapunzel. Horoscopes by astrologer Madeline Aslan. Happy birthday for Monday, April 19th, 2021. Sharp, spontaneous, and vivacious, all types of people have always surrounded you. This year, you continue to diversify your circle, whether in a competitive field or working for a nonprofit. Make time for outdoor activities, since staying fit allows you to maintain a busy schedule. If you stay frugal, your finances continue to grow steadily. If single, let your guard down. If attached, talk less and listen more. Taurus is sensual. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, 4 stars. A chance encounter will make you more curious about your family tree. Browse and register on ancestry websites. You will discover where your roots lie, but step back if searching becomes too obsessive. Tonight, create a healthy eating plan. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 3 stars. Speak up and people will take you seriously. If you are insecure about your abilities, just be passionate and honest about what you want to say. Practice in front of the mirror. You'll become more confident. Tonight, Sing Along to Oldies. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. Extra expenses can impact your spending habits. Take a break from buying on credit, and you'll be back in the black sooner than you think. No more eating on the run. Take time to savor your food. Tonight, fun with friends. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 4 stars. Get out of your comfort zone. Do something you haven't tried before. It could be something simple like changing your exercise routine, shopping at a new venue, or trying a food that has negative associations from the past. Tonight, yummy dessert. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 3 stars. Don't fret if you are more introspective than usual. Get a rain check on an invitation to lunch or dinner. Take advantage of your philosophical mood. Turn thoughts into a blog that you share with a few special people. Tonight, be apologetic. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 4 stars. Avoid controversial discussions at work and at home. Meet up with friends later who love to laugh at the drop of a hat. Exchange jokes, funny stories, and light gossip. Listen to what others have to say. Tonight, bedtime reading. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 4 stars. Make a plan today and follow it through. Don't think about other things you'd rather be doing. Choose time management over procrastination. Look up a former coworker you've been meaning to contact. Exchange ideas about a possible collaboration. Tonight, Children's Hour. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 3 stars. Tonight could fill you with nostalgia about school days. Get out your yearbook or alumni newsletter. Look up old friends online. Be prepared to be happy and sad about what they are doing. Tonight, watch a video and laugh out loud. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 5 stars. Earning more money is on your mind. Pursue a side retail business with friends whose judgment and honesty you trust. Begin by selling clothes that no longer fit on eBay or Etsy and see how it progresses. Tonight, family discussions. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 4 stars. Compromise should not be too difficult today. Be on the alert as someone close may call on you for an objective opinion. Be tactful since you don't want to offend those you love. Tonight, romance leads the way. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 3 stars. Fresh air and light exercise serve you well since you have been paying more attention to your health and well-being. Prepare fresh fruit platters and salads. Find condiments and dressings that are low-cal but tasty. Tonight, discuss summer plans. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 4 stars. A nostalgic memory can reignite a creative passion from your childhood or teenage years. Take a class or join a group to test out your talent. Communicate with someone you meet whose artistic tastes mirror your own. Tonight, play mood music.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.